This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
You know, it's always a pleasure and a privilege to bring you a daily devotional. I had an email that came in from Ingrid, and she said this: I'm now listening. Been listening for several years at worshipradio247.org. I think there is a lot of blessing going out to a lot of people, and God is working through you, all of you, I am sure. I have a little question. What is the music that is playing during the devotional? Well, it's actually, Ingrid, not always the same music. But she says, it's a very high voice and such nice music. I feel very touched if that music is playing during your devotional. And it brings me, for example, if I'm feeling a little restless, In the Peace Comes Again, and I feel very near to Him. Is it possible to send the title of that email? Well, actually, Ingrid, this is from the same album. The album is called Safe, and it was written and produced by Martin's worship band at his church. One day they decided just to sit and play. No idea what was going to come out, and they recorded it for an album and turned it into an album. And this is one of the tracks. It's called Hope. Today, we're taking a look at 2 Timothy, not 1 Timothy, as I said. 2 Timothy, the first chapter. And today, we come to verse 7 in part 19 of Peace and Love. It says this: For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. I'll say that again. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, says Paul to Timothy, and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So powerful. Just a few words in this verse, yet it's filled with incredible power. You see, a lot of people spend their lives in fear and being timid. And these people are born again of the Spirit of God, but they feel fear and timidity. They're timid, they're scared, they're frightened, they're shy, they're reserved. Oh, I can't open my mouth, because if I do, they're going to laugh at me. I can't speak out, because I don't know enough. And in the heart of hearts, you're saying to yourself, you don't trust God to give you the wisdom that you need so that you can be bold. We looked at boldness the other day. Beloved, being frightened and being timid is not coming from Almighty God. Let me repeat that. Being frightened and timid is not coming from Almighty God. Paul says it very clearly when he writes to Timothy, for God has not, if you've got not in your Bible, which you're bound to have, I want you to underline it. If you're using an iPad or a phone, then just highlight that word, not. Underline it. God has not, say not, God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity. In actual fact, say that sentence with me now. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity. Say it again. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity. Say it a third time. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity. He has not. So the timidness and the shyness and the fear that you're feeling right now, because I know you are, does not come from God. It's nothing to do with God. And we're talking about peace, and we're talking about love. And I believe that when God's love pours down into us, the peace is right there. And I believe when he pours his peace into us, the love is right there. They go hand in glove. 1 Peter, the 4th chapter and verse 18 says, "For perfect love casts out fear." And I think you can add, "and timidity." For perfect love casts out fear. There is no fear when you're in tune with the Holy Spirit. There is no fear when you're sensing the love of God. Fear is gone. It has no place there, because the perfect love that comes from God overshadows it and throws it away, tosses it in a bin. It's finished. It's over. It's gone. And with it, the timidity goes too. I used to speak. I haven't spoken to her for a while, but I used to speak to a young lady by the name of Jane when I worked for another radio station. She hadn't been out of her house for many years. She was always filled with fear and timidity. And I don't think she wanted to do anything about it. I think she was quite happy to live that way. But that, beloved, is not the way Almighty God would have you live. There's a reason for this. Because if you have fear and you're full of timidity and you're shy, how can you declare the gospel? You'd be too scared to do it. You'd be too shy to do it. And that is not what God wants for you. God has such wonderful plans for you. God has such wonderful, wonderful plans. But he can't do it as you're locked in fear and timidity. And the Lord says, "Let me release you today. During this daily devotional, let me release you," says Almighty God. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to pray about that now before we even move on. I have to do that. It's incumbent on me to do that, and that's what I'm going to do. If this is you, if you are the one who is in fear, if you are the one who is timid and shy, then just pop your hand up now as you're listening. Wherever you are in the globe, I don't care where you are. You're feeling the Spirit of God through the power of radio, through the power of media. You are sensing God's power now. And it's scaring you. And it's frightening you. Well, that is going to go. Keep your hands raised and say, "Yes, David, it's me." Just say those words. "Yes, David, it's me." I'm going to pray for you while your hand is raised. If you can't raise your hand, put your hand on your heart. And I'm going to pray now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of fear and timidity to leave now. In the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, go now. Leave. By the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, be filled now with God's perfect love and His peace. Be filled to overflowing now, in Jesus' name. And I sense it going. And as that goes, listen to the next bit. What God has given us is this. It is a spirit of power and love and self-discipline. It is a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. The power is there because Jesus requires that you have that power. Paul's telling you. He's telling you now. God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but He has given us a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. How many of us struggle with power? How many of us struggle with feeling the love of God? And certainly, amen and amen, how many of us struggle with self-discipline? You know, self-discipline is one thing I struggle with personally. Self-discipline. Self-discipline. Making sure that you keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Making sure that you stop doing the things that you're supposed to stop doing. Making sure that you do the things that you are supposed to do. And you know by the Spirit of God exactly what that is. Self-discipline. Oh, Father, I pray that you pour self-discipline, bucketfuls of it, into me and to my brothers and sisters right across this globe, now in Jesus' name. God is pouring out His Spirit of love right now. As we worship Him in spirit and truth, God is pouring out a spirit of love upon you, and He's saying to you, can you feel it, my beloved child? Can you feel it? For I am bringing it to you now, and I am saying, I love you, and I adore you, and I want you to feel this power, this love, and this self-discipline that I'm pouring into you now. You know, when we feel that we're losing, when we feel that we are losing our way, we need a torch to guide us, to light us on our pathway. And that torch is given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus says this, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. That is amazing. That is amazing. I believe God has delivered you from the fear and from the timidity. And I believe He has replaced it with His love, with His power, and with His self-discipline. He pours that into you and says, come to me. All of you who are laboring, come to me and I'll give you rest. You don't have to struggle any longer. You can just lay down your burdens and you can rest. He says to you, I want to heal you. And I want to send my healing rain upon you, so that you are filled to completion. so that you will always sense my love and my peace and my power and the self-discipline that I've given you. For the fear and the timidity has gone forever. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Michael W. Smith and Healing Rain.